Sleep is one of the most important habits in any mammal, but especially your dog. If you are unsure how to sleep train your dog, how much sleep they need, and how to organize it, don't worry. I'm here to help on this episode of Life Unleashed. Hey, it's Sarah Hodgson. Welcome to another episode of Life Unleashed. Today's topics are really slanted to get the conversation started. These are things you may not hear about, but I want you to talk more about it. Talk more about it with pet professionals. Really think of it. The first thing we're going to talk about is the importance of sleep to your puppy or dog. Now, here's a fun fact. It has been shown, both in people and other mammals, dogs included, that lack of sleep leads to an unbalanced immune system and a poor ability to regulate behavior. I got on this bandwagon many, many, many moons ago. I found that 90% of the dogs I see or whose parents I talk to are not getting the right kind of sleep or the right amount of sleep on a daily basis. Don't worry, I am going to tell you everything you need to know, and I'm going to answer all of your questions. The first thing I want you to think about is you. And in thinking about how much you enjoy a good night's sleep, and how deregulated you feel when you're chronically overtired, I want you to empathize and validate with your dog. So, the other night I was traveling with my family and we were sleeping, and middle of the night, boom, fire alarm. Oh, we were in this big hotel, all these people marching out in the middle of the night for God knows what, because nothing ever came of it. In an hour, we were all marched back in and instructed to go back to sleep, which was almost impossible because we only had about an hour and a half before we had to get up. Anyway, that day, guess how I felt? Not so great. Guess how my kids behaved? Like cats and dogs. Ha, ha, ha. However, I'm sure you've had your stories. You have those nights where you just pop out of every light sleep and you have one thought or another just streaming through your head. It doesn't feel good to be overtired. And when I see a dog that's overtired, I know it almost on sight. So what are those signs of an overtired puppy or dog? An overtired puppy or dog isn't walking around yawning. They are manic. They are bouncing. They are pacing. They are looking. They are whining. They're barking at the window. They can't regulate that buzz. And so they are labeled as bad dogs. First of all, we all know there's no such thing as a bad dog. There's no such thing as a good dog. Behavior is simply a reflection of an emotion that they're experiencing. Or, as many people like to say, behavior isn't good or bad, it's information. Going one deeper, behavior tells me a lot about how a dog is feeling. So an average dog, when I come in, that's getting the right amount of sleep is generally excited when someone's coming into the house. The house, after all, is their den, but then they can calm down quickly. An overtired dog has a very hard time regulating their hyperarousal. And then many people say, well, you have to train them to manage their hyperarousal. But I got news. If your dog isn't getting enough sleep, you're not going to be able to make much of a dent in their hyperarousal. So how much sleep does your dog or puppy get? That's the question I like to hear. Because once you grasp that your puppy's not getting enough sleep, then you have to go even deeper and discover the sleep-wake cycles of an average dog. So my sleep-wake cycle is I go to sleep about 10, I get up at 6, I'm up, I go through my pattern, I go back to bed. Most people sleep during the night. We are known as a diurnal animal, as opposed to a nocturnal animal. If you've listened to any of my podcasts, you're probably so sick of hearing me say the word crepuscular, but it's so important. Dogs can't act or feel optimally unless they're getting the right kind of sleep. So, If your dog's most awake at dawn and dusk, that's when you should be patterning play, interaction, adventures, hike. So kind of before 9, after 4, those are the ideal times to engage and interact with your dog or puppy. Embedded in that wake cycle are sleep cycles. So dogs need their day to be 75% restful. Again, dogs are crepuscular, most awake at dawn and dusk. Their day, 75% of their day, needs to be restful, as opposed to our day, where we don't generally take naps and where 1/3 of our day is spent sleeping. Dogs are not people. So the next question I'm often asked is, do sleep-wake cycles differ from puppies to dogs based on age and from breed to breed? A puppy needs 18 to 20 hours of their day to be spent sleeping. Why? Why? Because they are growing at a rate faster than they ever will. Their brain wires up and grows fast until about 14 weeks. Then they lose their teeth and they grow upwards. Their bones grow. And then about 8 months, they grow their tissues and their muscles grow. And so a dog's first year is very intense. And their need for sleep is so important because a lot of their energy is devoted to growth. And adult dogs, while they need a little bit less sleep, they're still restful a good 70 to 75% of their day. Now, going on to breeds, it's less a difference in the amount of sleep they need than the type of exercise they're given. So if I get, you know, a teacup Yorkie, I can tire them around by throwing the ball back and forth in my living room. But if I get like a German short-haired pointer that's bred to coarse fields 6 hours a day, then I'm going to need to get up early and really diversify and intensify, their exercise. So now that we know the importance of sleep, what steps can you take to help your dog get the right amount of sleep? First of all, recognize what a sleep-wake cycle looks like. So what a sleep-wake cycle looks like for a dog is they wake up from a nap, they go to the bathroom, they may eat, and then they have a play period where they run around, they do activities. They're best done with you. This is a great time for you and your dog to bond and be together. Then after they've had their burst of excitement, they come in, they become more restful. They'll take a bone, they'll kind of settle themselves down. And this is a perfect time for a nap. When your dog does go down for that rest, whether you put them in a crate or they're just lying in the kitchen, leave them alone. That rest is so important. And although you might want to grab them out of it and go for a walk, let them get the sleep they need. Then you're avoiding a lot of the bad behavior that's frustrating, and you're ending up with a happy, loving, calm dog. So when they wake up, they will have a little food. They'll have a period of excitement and energy. Then they'll calm themselves down. Then we're resting again. The rest lasts 2 to 3 hours. When they get up, we're back to the exact same cycle. Out to potty and have a little food. They play. They become restful again. And they will rest throughout that kind of 8 to 3 or 4 day period. And then remember this, dogs need to have a bedtime too. Their bedtime should not be based on when you're up or when you have time to interact with them. Young dogs go to sleep around 7 o'clock. Older dogs go to bed around 8 p.m. So honor their need for sleep, their need for a good early bedtime. Dogs have a tendency to sleep 11 or 12 hours a night, and then we're up to the same old routine the day after. So for those of you who are busy during the day and you can't always be there to monitor your dog's sleep and wake cycles, is a bit of a conundrum because your dog's needs and your dog's patterns aren't going to modify just because you have a busy week. So there are a few important things to note. You can always hire a dog walker or take your dog to doggy daycare. Another important attribute of living with a dog is teaching them how to self-soothe, giving them a bone, even giving them a big stuffed animal. A lot of dogs just love to hump an inanimate object to calm themselves down. But find activities that your dog likes to do to calm themselves. And by teaching them to do it when you're home, it gives them kind of a go-to activity when you can't be there. So often I'm asked, well, I can't get my dog to sleep. If I put him in a crate, they bark. If I leave him alone, they scream, dig at the door. A lot of people have already created this dysfunctional attachment with their dog, meaning their dog's sense of well-being comes from getting their person's attention. Kind of like the, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you still love me? It's been 30 seconds. Do you love me? If your dog is chronically checking in and can't seem to turn off their mind when you're around, then the sleep training really is important. And what I recommend to people is to create a safe nook, a room, a crate, a gated room, darken the room so it's black as night, turn on sound-canceling music. Like they've done studies to show dogs like James Taylor and reggae and piano classical. Create a sleepy sort of environment. If your dog's unable to cope unless you're there, you can be there, but just don't pay attention to your dog. Once a dog clicks in to the nourishing vibe of a good nap, they'll do it more naturally. But initially, if what you've trained your dog to do is constantly check in and constantly noodle and look to you for direction, it's going to be a little while before they're willing to just shut that off. I know a lot of people, and maybe you, feel so guilty when their dog's whining and barking and crying. But please, please, please remember, your dog is not you. And what's most important for you to do in nurturing your dog is making sure that their attachment to you isn't dysfunctional. Dogs who scream until their owners are petting them have a hard time perceiving their needs because they're so focused on that connection to their owner. So I know it's hard to like put your dog's needs above, you know, your strong human emotions, but your goal is to have a dog that can go to sleep when they need it, can function if you're present but not accessible, and can cope when you go out. Okay, so that's kind of our brief overview of sleep training. It is one of the hallmarks of my training philosophies. If you have any more questions about sleep training or behavior in general, please put them on my Instagram. My Instagram is Sarah Says Pets, Sarah with an H. Sleep patterns should include an 11 to 12 hour rest at night and 2 to 3 hours of napping during the day. Okay, thank you for listening, and I look forward to meeting up with you next week.